Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning, Fusion Church. All right, here we go. It's Friday, Freedom Friday. Amen. And we are here again just to share the word of God. Let's be mindful and keep each other in prayer. One of our sisters from Cumberland County, Geraldine, you know, is being laid to rest. She passed away just about a week ago. So please keep Cumberland County in your prayers. She was one of our dream team members, and it was unexpectedly. But we know that absent for the body is to be present with the Lord, and she's in a better place. I'm sure if you go ask her, "Hey, you want to come back?" She's got to say, no. I'm here with my dad. I'm here with Jesus, you know. But let's keep up the family in prayer in Cumberland County. I appreciate that. Okay, let us begin with a word of prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day that you have given us, for this time. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you will speak to us through your word. Father, we lift up a prayer, Father God, for Geraldine's family. Oh, Lord, that you would just comfort their hearts today. That you'll be there with them, Father, that they will know, my Lord, that she is in your hands, Father, that will be the comforting that they need. Give them your peace and your strength, Lord. And again, thank you for your word. Speak to us, Father, that it be you and not me. For this I ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, all right, yes. Do that stretching to wake us up a little bit, especially me. We are in 1 Chronicles 29. And it's the offering for the building of the temple of the Lord. Amen. All right, let us begin. Verse 1. Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, "My son Solomon, who alone God has chosen, is a young and inexperienced, and the work is great because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord. Now, for the house of my God, I have prepared with all my might gold and things to be made of gold, silver for things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, oxen stones for to be set, glistering stones for various colors, all kinds of precious stones, and marble slabs in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affections on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold, silver, 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophrah, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the house. The gold for things of gold, the silver for things of silver, and for all kinds of work to be done by the hands of craftsmen. Who then is willing to consecrate themselves for this day to the Lord?" Verse 6. Then the leaders of the fathers of the houses, leaders of the tribes of Israel, the captains of thousands and of the hundreds and of the officers over the king's work, offered willingly. They gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 dirhams of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, into the hands of Jehiel, the Gibeonite. Then the people rejoiced, and they had what they have offered willingly, because with a loyal heart, they have offered willingly to the Lord, and King David also rejoiced. Verse 10. Therefore, David blessed the Lord before all the assembly. David said, "Blessed are you, Lord, God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all." 12. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand is to make great and to give strength to all. Therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. For who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, and were all of our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. O Lord, our God, all this abundance we have prepared to build your house, for your holy name is from your hand and all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the hearts and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now with joy I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. 18. O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and fix your hearts towards you, and give my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies, your statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the temple which I have made provisions. Then David said to all the assembly, "Now bless the Lord your God." So all the assembly blessed the Lord of their fathers, and bow their heads and prostrate themselves before the Lord and King. 21. And they made sacrifice to the Lord and offered burnt offerings to the Lord on the next day, 1,000 bulls and 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, and their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And they ate and drank before the Lord great gladness on that day. And they made Solomon, son of King David, the second time, and anointed him before the Lord to be the leader, and Zadok the priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prepared, and all Israel obeyed him. All the leaders and the mighty men, also all the sons of King David, submitted themselves to King Solomon. So the Lord exalted Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him such royal majesty as has not been on any king before him in Israel. 26. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over Israel, and the period that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. So he died in a good old age, full of days and riches and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his place. Now the acts of David, first and last, indeed, are written in the book of Samuel the seer, in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of God the seer, and all his reign and his might, and the events that happened to him, to Israel, and to all the kingdoms of the land. Amen and amen. Woo-hoo. That's a lot of reading for first thing in the morning, especially for me. You know, but wow. You know, so pretty much this particular chapter, you know, it starts off with King David, you know, saying a couple of things. But before that, we have to understand that David, he had it in his heart to build the temple for the Lord. But because he was a man of war, God did not permit it that. And that's found in 1 Chronicles 28, verses 3 and verses 6, where he says, "But God said to the king David, 'You shall not build the house for my name, because you are a man of war and you have shed blood.'" And then he also said, verse 6, "Now he said to me again, 'It is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son and I will be his father.'" You know, so pretty much David was stopped from building the temple, but that didn't stop David for collecting and putting things aside in preparation for the temple. So he said, "I cannot build it, but I'm going to contribute to it. I'm going to put things aside." And David had all of these things, and God himself gave David the plans for the temple. So David had was getting all the materials together. You know, he had the plans for the temple. The only thing that he couldn't do was build it. So here in verse 1 of chapter 29, he says, "Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, 'My son Solomon, whom God alone has chosen, you know, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man, but for God.'" You know, so here, you know, God has called Solomon and gave him a big responsibility. You know, he gave him a big responsibility of what he needed to do. And his father right here, right off the get-go, the verse 1 of 29, he says he's young and he's inexperienced. Now, come on now. If I'm going to be put in charge of something and then they come and they say that I'm inexperienced, what kind of understanding are you going to have of my abilities, because I don't have the experience? And that alone took me to God has called Solomon, you know, to do this task. He has called Solomon because he chose Solomon, but yet his father tells him that he's young and he's inexperienced. And that alone took me to who else was inexperienced, or who else thought things that they don't qualify. And it took me to Moses. Moses was one that the Lord called, and Moses was one that was always making excuses why he couldn't do it. He was making excuses. In Exodus 4:10, it says, "And Moses said to the Lord, 'Oh, my Lord, I'm not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to me in secret. I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue.'" So Moses was one that he kind of pulled away and said, "But you know, somebody else can speak better than me. You know what? I have said that myself. I have said that there are other people that are more eloquent than me." And they are. But, you know, if God has called, God is going to equip. God is going to equip, because he has made us and he has called us. In Exodus 4, verse 12, he says, "Now, therefore, go, and I will be with you with your mouth, and I will teach you what to say." So God's plan is perfect. Even though sometimes we may feel inadequate, sometimes we may feel that we don't have it, God will help us along the way. God is looking for those individuals that make themselves available and that listen to him and step out by faith. And sometimes, you know, when you're stepping out by faith, you're stepping out to the unknown. But if God has called you, he is going to make a way. He is going to provide what you need. In Luke chapter 12, verse 11 and 12, it says, And when they bring you to the synagogues, to the magistrates and authorities, you know, I will be with you. And pretty much, that's pretty much, you know, church authority, magistrates talking about the court or in law. So whenever we come from situations or whenever we're taking, he says that he's going to be with us. He says, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. So God's already telling us, you know, we don't need to be afraid. We don't even need to know what we're going to tell them, because he is going to be the one that's going to speak. In verse 12, he says, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour. You know what? This is the same verse. It was last week I shared the same verse, because God is teaching us that he is the one that's going to speak on our behalf. He is the one that's going to speak in our favor. You know, so if God has called you, he has equipped you. He will make a way, and we don't need to be concerned so much about it, because he is making a way. Because the world will tell you, you can't do this. The world will tell you that you don't qualify. The world will tell you that that's too hard for you. Even yourself, you may think that I'm going to fail, that I cannot do this. But God always makes a way. God is always preparing. And that takes me back in the military, that I spent pretty much half of my life there, 39 years in the military, you know, and I've never been the smartest guy. And I'm the first one that's going to say, I don't like to read. Come on, you guys know that already. I don't like to read. I mess up all the time. I mess up the words. But God, you know, in my military career, I had to go away and I had to go to school. And I confronted people there that they were from college and I didn't have college. They were intelligent. I remember them showing up with computers and encyclopedias to school. I showed up with a number two pencil, you know, and an eraser. That's what I showed up with, because that's all I have, okay? That's where I come from. But guess what? God took this guy that didn't know no better and put him with people that knew so much. But yet God, in a miraculous way, he helped me to pass those courses. He helped me in all of that. And there were times that I said, Lord, I can't do this. I can't ration this. I don't understand. And there were times that I was frustrated. But you know what? Thinking back and all that, God was there with me. He made a way, and he's making a way for you. And that's why when I read that first, and I'm only talking about one little verse here, you know, that about Solomon, how, you know, his father already said that he's inexperienced. But if God called you, he has equipped you, and he's going to make a way. He's going to make a way. In 1 Kings, and look at Solomon, in 1 Kings 3:7-10, he says, and now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. And even Solomon said, I am a little child. You know, he knew, he understood. He wasn't that experienced. He says, your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen. Great people. There was a great multitude, you know, too much to number. And verse 9 says, therefore, give your servant understanding of heart. You know, give your servant understanding of heart. Give your servant discernment, you know, and that alone, please God. That alone, please God, because the humbleness of Solomon, you know, if we humble ourselves and we come before the Lord, God is going to meet your needs. And I don't care what the need it is, God is going to make a way, because he's making a way, and he has been making a way for every single one of us. In 1 Kings 3:12-13, it says, behold, I have done according to your words. This is the Lord speaking to him. I have given you wise and understanding heart, a wise and understanding heart. God always answers prayer, so that there has not been anyone like you before, nor will be after you. I have given you that. And in verse 13, he says, I have also given you, you know, riches and honor. How wonderful it is that when we put others first, when we think about others first, and this is what Solomon, he wasn't thinking about himself. He was thinking about the people. He was thinking about how can he be a good leader? He humbled himself. And because he did that honored God. And when that arm of God, God says, you know what? Because you didn't ask for this, I'm going to bless you with this. I'm going to give you even more. So all along, all this, God has been blessing him with things that he didn't even ask for. But in reality, you know, those riches, that blessing was also going to help with the temple, was always also going to help with building the house of the Lord. King David, all this time, he was, you know, he was saving this offering for the house of the Lord, you know, and because he wanted to bless the Lord, because he wanted to share with that. And he did. And he did. And then in verse five, he asked the people, who then is willing to consecrate themselves? Who's going to step up? So David, led by action, he said, you know, I raised all this money. I got all this gold, all this for the temple. So David was meeting Solomon's need, because Solomon had to build the temple. And isn't it wonderful that half the materials were already there? You know, half the materials were already there. David already was preparing. So if God has called you, don't be concerned how it's going to happen. Be concerned that you follow his will, that you follow his calling. Whatever it is, you got to take a step of faith. You got to get out of that boat. You got to say, Lord, I don't understand. You know, and even at all, as we get older, come on now, I'm older. I'm going to be 66, you know, just around the corner. I'm going to be 66. And you know, I feel like I'm not 66. I feel like I'm still young. But then when I start doing things, I realize my body's not working the way that it used to work. You know, I got to slow down a little bit. I got to be careful. You know, but God is still using us. The word of God says that even at old age, we will be fruitful. We will be fruitful. So we have to make sure that we just take those steps and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you with all this. I may not understand everything, but I'm going to trust you that you are going to make a way. That you are going to make a way. And look at and King David, you know, he challenged the people. He challenged the people, you know, who will be willing. And in verse 6, he says, then the leaders and the father of the father's house, leaders of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with off the officers over the kings, they offer willingly. They offer willingly. Key word, willingly. It came out of their hearts. You know, it's different when we give and we don't really want to give. You know, we give because we think that we're being forced, or we think that, you know, somebody else is asking for something and we really don't want to do it. I don't want to do that. I don't want to get involved. But here, the people were willing. And it's a beautiful thing, because when we do it with a good heart, when we do it with the right heart, that honors the Lord. That honors the Lord. And when we honor the Lord that way, blessings are going to come, because the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord is looking at our heart. Where is our heart? That's why he blessed Solomon. That's why, because he saw his heart. He saw his heart that he says, I need understanding for your people. And he didn't ask nothing for himself. He didn't say that I need this for me. I need this because I don't have it. He says, for your people, to lead your people. And that's what God is calling us to do. And in verse 7, it says, they gave for the work of the house of God, you know. And verse 9, it says, then the people, then after they gave, in verse 9, it says, the people rejoice, for they have offered willingly. You know, they offer willingly because with a loyal heart, they offer willingly to the Lord. You know, and King David also greatly rejoiced. So when they gave, they rejoice. That's a key word right there, rejoice. You know, because we have to give it unto the Lord. We give it to all of our hearts. Our hearts have to be right. And the people gave because their hearts were made right. You know, so the people rejoiced. King David rejoiced. And I'm showing the background. Solomon was probably going, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you're making provision. You're making provision for the task at hand. You're making provisions for what needs to happen. And the people were of one thought. When there is unity and this, and the people are willing, you know, that honors God. And when whatever we do, whatever you do it unto the Lord. You do it, yes, that's right, with a cheerful heart. You know, you do it giving praise. You do it giving honor. You do it, you know, unto the Lord. Because one of the things I love to worship, and you guys know that. I love to give it out there. And sometimes I may look like a fool out there. And sometimes I say, Lord, people are probably thinking that I'm kind of crazy. But I learned a lot from Doug. You know, Doug is the other guy that, you know, he puts us in dancing shoes, and he's always out there greeting the people. He's running back and forth. And I said, look at that old man go. That old man has some spirit. Man, he got the Holy Ghost going on there. And that's Doug. Well, I'm the same way. I'm a runner, and I love to run, and especially to run for the Lord, to run for the Lord. And you know what? You're going to see that. I keep telling you guys, that's going to happen. That's going to happen one of these days in church. You're probably going to see me running around the building. Because why? Because when we worship God, when we praise God, there's such an intense of his presence comes down. The anointing comes down. When our hearts are right and we give it unto the Lord, when we release it unto him and we say, Lord, I come. As the word of God says, you know, I'm preaching now. The word of God says, come into my house with thanksgiving in your heart, with praise in my heart. So when we enter the house of the Lord, when we enter his presence, we should be entering this presence the same way Doug is in the front of the building, you know, jumping up and down and worshiping the people. We need to enter his house with thanksgiving in our hearts, with praise in our tongue, you know, worshiping him, praising him, exalting his holy name, because breakthrough comes when we are doing that. Because when we acknowledge God, when we take our eyes off us and we put our eyes on the Lord, he is going to make a way. He is going to make a way for us. And that's what the Lord is asking. You know, that's what the Lord is asking for us, to a willing heart. You know, whatever we do to the Lord, let us be with a loving heart, a willing heart, and give it up to him and praise him and glorify him. King David prayed for the people in verse 18, and he also prayed for Solomon in 19. So here, you know, a big task. In the beginning, he said that Solomon he was inexperienced. But God doesn't call the experience to take the mantle or to take the lead. He calls those that he has chosen, and he is going to equip them along the way. He's going to equip them along the way. He is going to. That's why scripture is constantly telling us, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is gonna have its own problems. You know, today I am with you. Today I walk with you. Today, and I will equip you for today. I will equip you today. You know, and when we do that, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, the Lord, you know, he's going to provide me what I need today. Tomorrow, I'll pass that bridge tomorrow. But today, God is going to meet my need, and God is going to be with me. And that's the way that we should be saying, Lord, I thank you. I thank you because you are with me. I thank you because you're going to meet my need. I thank you that you already have been preparing me to do what I need to do. You know, and so therefore, you know, for whatever God has called you, don't think that the task is too hard. I had a hard time even doing this Zoom. You guys know that. I don't like to read. But guess what? I was challenged. And my daughter-in-law, her name, not really my daughter-in-law, my daughter Sandra, you know, she said, Dad, I cannot read for you. I think she just set me up, you know, and she said, I cannot read to you today. And I forget what excuse she gave me. And I thought, oh my God, I got to read in front of all these people. And my Spanish English is going to come out all twisted and everything. I'm going to be talking Spanish. They're going to think I'm going to be talking in tongues, you know, and all of this. But you know what? That challenge has led me that today I can read in front of you guys, and I don't feel intimidated. Yeah, I mess up, and I know you guys put up with it. I know you guys are like, come on, Pops. You know, you could That doesn't say that. That says this time you say it this way, but you guys bear with me because you guys understand me. But you know what? It was that challenge. But I do it unto the Lord. I do it because I want to honor God. I do it because I actually enjoy doing this and speaking and I enjoy just worshiping God and thanking God for his goodness and his mercy and his grace. You know, and God is so good. And God in this chapter, you know, he's taking a young man, you know, that he has called. But he has called. He has called. And if he has called, he has equipped. And why? Because he created Solomon. He created me. He created you. And we are his children. And we are special to him. And when we do the things that the Lord has called us to do, great things are going to take place. Great thing. God is going to use you greatly and mightily. Do not put yourself down. Do not question what God is doing, because God is in the move right now. And God is molding us. He's shaping us. He's making a way where there is no way. He's creating that road for you and I to walk through, because you have what it takes. You have what it takes, you know. And I was looking into all this, and I was meditating on the Lord, and the Lord gave me, you know, that how God created us, you know, the details. And I want to close with that, you know, in Psalms 139, you know, he says, the Lord says in Psalms 139, verses 13 to 16, he says, and in the NIV version, "For you created my innermost being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb." Details, how God formed us. Details, what God has formed us. He says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depth of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All my days are ordered by you, and it is written in your book." So pretty much, you know, when we were created, it was not just a fluke. It was the hand of God. The hand of God. He created us. He molded us. Yes, some of us have hair. Some of us don't, you know. Hey, I know, I see you, you know. So, you know, we're all different, but he put us together. He molded us. He says, "Okay, this is how I want you to look." And then he says, "Now go out there, do my will." He said, "Do my will," he says, "because my days are ordered by the Lord." You know, when you read the word, "my days are ordered by the Lord," that means my days are already in God's hands. My days are already in God's hand. God already set a plan. Now, my thing is to make sure that I stay within those plans, that I follow the Lord, that I don't deviate from God's plan in my life. And when we deviate, sometimes it's because we miss the point, we miss the mark, we miss the turn, you know, because life happens. But then we got to get right back on track and say, "Lord, forgive me and help me to stay on track." And then he will continue to guide us. None of us are perfect, but God wants to use the imperfect to do his will. You know, he uses us to do his will, to be his mouthpiece, you know, to be a hand extended in love, to be the hands that are going to hug somebody when they feel lonely, when they are in need, to meet the need, you know. So pretty much, you know, whatever we do, do it unto the Lord. And give God the praise and give God the honor, because he's good. He's so good, and he loves you. He loves you so much, and he's making our way. And he's still using every single one of us that is listening to me this morning. God is still using you. Do not doubt. Do not fear. Do not question the Lord. You know, say, "Lord, I'm here. I'm available. What do you want me to do?" And guess what? When you ask the Lord that, he will make a way. He will make a way that you're going to be surprised in what God is going to give you to share. God might tell you to go speak to somebody. God might tell you to go pray with somebody. God might just tell you to just say hi to somebody, and then you start conversation. I was cutting my lawn the other day, not cutting my, I was using the blower, excuse me. And I was moving leaves around, and an old gentleman was walking down the street, and I shut the blower off, and I waited for him to pass by. And then he thanked me. He said, I appreciate that. And I said to myself, what do you appreciate? He said that most people will just continue to blow, making all kinds of noise and blowing dust in my face as I walked through. But you took the time to shut it off and put it down. And you know what? I end up praying with that man. I end up just sharing with him. And I ask him, you know, hey, what can I pray with you this morning? What can I do for you? And he was walking slow. So, you know, I knew that it was health. I knew that he had problems with his legs. And so I pray with him. I just pray with him. I just want to be a good neighbor. And I pray with him. And he told me, I appreciate you. And I tell him, hey, I'm always here. If you ever need anything, stop by my house, you know, and I'll help you out. You know, but that's how God gives us an opportunity, you know, and something so simple of just shutting a blow off created a moment of fellowship with somebody that just needed a word of encouragement, you know, and that we are there and that God loves them. And that's what I told him, the Lord loves you. And he went off, you know, so I'm going to see him again because, you know, I see him walk through here. So that gives me another opportunity later on to share more with him. And what I'm trying to say is that God has called us all. And I know my time is over around 5 minutes. Oh, my goodness sake, 5 minutes over. But, you know, God has called us. We're not too young and we're not too old. God is using all of us where we at. Let's make ourselves available to him. Let's be his hands. Let's be his mouthpiece. And let's speak love to one another. Let's support each other. You guys know that I love you. Come on now. You guys know that I love you. I don't play around. If I say that I love you, guess what? This man loves you. Okay? And if I have to pull your ear because you're not listening to me, I'm going to pull your ear because that's how I work. You know? And I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. Because, you know, God is on the move, my brothers and sisters. Let's stay focused. Let's stay focused on him. The best is yet to come. I love you. And I got to go. I mean, some of you got to go to work. Amen. Amen. I hope you got something out of this morning. I know sometimes I can't do all the verses sometimes, but sometimes God just takes me in a different direction. And I just got to listen to the Lord and how direction he's taking me. Sometimes even for me, it can sound confusion. But then I say, Lord, it's not for me. It's for whoever needs to listen to this, whoever's going to be listening to this, whoever is out there that God is going to bless and God is going to minister to, the next pastor that's going to come, the next leader that's going to be. You know, you need to hear the love of God, the compassion of God, the mercy of God. And that's what I have for you guys. So keep your focus, and let me pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I pray your blessings upon them, Lord God. I pray that, Lord, that you will just encourage them, Holy Spirit, that you just meet them where they're at. Father, I pray for the marriages, for the families, for the sons and daughters, Father God, that they can come to you, oh Lord God. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for healing. I thank you for restoration, Father. I thank you for what you're going to continue to do in your children, Father God, in this season. Thank you for the victory that's already ours in Christ Jesus. Thank you for this day, Father. We praise you. We worship you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, love you. Keep your focus. Be good. Catch you soon.